technical difficulties.
Jesus Christ, I don't even, where the fuck am I at?
I don't know, not in recording mode.
No, I was thinking about peached buttholes. Welcome back to the Bad Game Cast. This is Jake.
I'm Jason.
And this time we played Skull and Bones.
Skulls and or bones.
Well, I say play. What I mean was, I mean, we played it.
Technically, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this is actually a first for us.
Right, because instead of actually purchasing it, we just did the demo.
Yeah.
The timed trial, not like demo. They also screwed us on our time.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Well, before we get into all that fun stuff, Skull and Bones, developed and published by Ubisoft. Well, I guess we can specify Ubisoft Singapore developed it. That's just for the people working there. You know, we'll get the distinction out.
Yeah. You're to blame.
You're to blame. Released February 2024 for Windows, the current generation of PlayStation and Xboxes. What else we got for this one?
The world's first quadruple A game?
The world's first quadruple A game.
According to Ubisoft CEO?
Oh, well then you know it's shit. If it came out of his mouth, it's shit.
Yes.
I say it like I don't know that it's shit. Where do you want to get started on this one?
I don't know, because like, I mean, I'll tell you about the plot as we experienced it, but to understand where we're coming from here, we played the demo, right? They offered a free trial to anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
Right? This is like a couple months after the game has come out. Their player count is basically in the negatives, so they wanted to get some more people on that pirate train. And so they offered an 8-hour free trial.
They did offer that.
Mm-hmm. So me and Jake were like, all right, like Skull and Bones, everyone's talked about how bad it is. Let's load in. We'll play for 8 hours, see what we think. Because the, like, how long to beat, and I truly believe this is like 50 some odd hours.
Damn, is that short? I say, like, I fully expect it to be like 130 plus or some shit like that.
Because it is... is stupid. But we'll get into like why later. So like the actual game is incredibly long and we're like, we don't really have time to do the full game.
Yeah.
But 8 hours is a good chunk of time to really, you know, sink into something.
Yeah, right? Like 8 hours, that's enough to understand the game.
Yeah, so then we started playing our 8-hour trial and we finished up our, like, I played a little and then we streamed together and then the next week we came back to, you know, probably finish off our 8-hour trial.
Mm-hmm.
And whoopsie doopsie, you mean our 6-hour trial?
Yeah, your 6-hour trial.
That week, that after we had already started it, Ubisoft changed it to a 6-hour trial and took 2 hours away from us. This is purely an option they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's their game. They get to decide whether we get a free trial or all at all.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Them changing the amount of time is technically up to them. But also, really feels like a heavy just, like, bait and switch.
Yeah, right?
Where, like, hey, you can play for 8 hours. And then you start playing, and then they cut your hours after you start playing. So, like, if you were interested or invested at all, you get cut short, and you're like, well, I, you know, was trying to do a thing.
Do you think they were banking on people not noticing? Like, because I had went on to play, because I was going to put some time in solo before you and I started streaming, and the first thing I did is look at the hour count that's left, and I notice that I'm down 2 hours, and I'm like, oh, so I don't have the time to do this now. That's fine. Where did my fucking time go?
Yeah, because I mean, like, it's not like anyone announces it, because it's not like anyone cares about this game anymore, but it was real shit to just be like, oh, so we were gonna do this thing, but now, like, whoops, we took it away from you.
I mean, in all fairness, they could have an hour long trial time, and you'll know in an hour that you don't want to play it anymore.
Oh yeah, it is amazingly boring. So you start out, the preamble is you're on a big ship, because they gotta throw you in. They do the thing that some games do, which sucks, where you start really powerful.
Yeah.
Right, you're on this big ship, rows of cannons, hauling ass through the ocean. Big pirate fight, you blow up a bunch of ships, and then your ship gets exploded.
Oh no!
And then you wake up, you're like floating on a piece of wood, and this dinghy rolls up to you, and they're like, you're the captain now! And you're like, I guess I'm the captain. You don't say that, your character never speaks.
Well, of course not.
You have to imagine how they sound in your head.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that the only way that a person playing a game can get into the character is if that character is always silent.
Weirdly silent, and then people respond to you like you had said something, and it's not great. Anyway, so you're the captain now, and you go through the actual tutorial where you don't have cannons, you've got a spear, and your dinghy moves like a dinghy, and it sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Until you get out of the weird little shallows where the boats are crashed and off your way to some island. I forget its name.
I have no idea what this island's called.
Yep, because you have to go talk to John Pirate.
King of the Pirates.
And John Pirate's the most important pirate on Pirate Town on Pirate Island. And you can only become a real true pirate if you get the approval of John Pirate.
Yep.
That's the actual, like, so you go talk to this guy and he's like, well, you know, I lost so many people in that big old combat. I need more captains, but you're still just a wily pup from the sea. You got to go prove yourself. It's literal, like, as you do quests, you get ranking up and, like, you have to get your ranking high enough for him to approve of you.
Well, yeah. What are you just fucking wandering in? He's John goddamn Pirate. He's a busy man. He's got Pirate King shit to do.
Through the first 6 hours, you never see any of it, but like, hey, he's got Pirate King stuff to do. So anyway, you go talk to a guy, and he's like, man, your dinghy sucks. I can get you a real boat, but you gotta get wood. And so you're like, I guess I'll go get wood. And then he's like, well, before you do that, you need to get a saw, and you should probably get a sickle and a pickaxe. And you're like, why?
Why do I need a sickle and a pickaxe to get wood?
Why do I need all these things? He's like, don't worry about it. Go get them. And you're like, okay.
Okay.
So you make them by go talking to another guy, and then you go talk to the guy again, and you're like, I got the things. He's like, great, now go get wood, and I can make you a pirate ship. You're like, okay. So you go back to your dinghy, and you float around the island, and it sucks because you move incredibly slowly until you come up to a place with a bunch of wood, and you're like, I guess I'm going to harvest this wood now. So you ram your boat basically into the side of the island. You don't get out, but you play this little mini game. Where there's a bar, and it's got a green section and some yellow sections, and you have to stop the bar on the green sections to harvest better.
Yep.
And so you sit in your boat and you harvest wood from the water, so you can go take the wood back to the guy, so he'll make you a boat. This boat is better and can carry more wood for you to harvest. And at this point, you already know this game sucks.
Well, at this point, your boat ran out of stamina, so you can't boat run anymore. And you're like, dear God, why? Why is there a stamina meter?
Yeah, so you can boat run more. You go and you do the harvest mini game on coconuts, and you cut a bunch of coconuts down so that when you go back to the town of John Pirate, you can stop by a campsite and cook your coconut into coconut balls and eat toasted coconut balls to refill the stamina of your boat.
Okay, so eating refills your boat stamina because reasons, right? The game up front tells you, hey, here's a spear, go huck it at some fish, gather the fish, and you can cook and eat those. Or anytime you take out another boat, they just throw coconut at you. Like, I don't think I ever harvested coconut, and by the time we were done, I had like 200 grilled coconut. It was honestly too much coconut. It gives you 40% of your stamina bar back. You never need anything other than fucking coconut.
For pure stamina reasons? Yeah, just coconut's fine.
Coconut all day, man.
Yeah, just slam that coconut. There's better meals that you can make that give you other bonuses, but if you just need a food just for quick hits of stamina, it's just coconut.
Yeah, yeah, because by the time the cooldown on eating goes away, it used less than 40%, or like right about.
Uh-huh, it's infinite stamina based on coconut.
Yep, so coconut-based stamina. Okay.
Yeah, so you get your ship, and then, I don't know, you might talk to John Pirate some more. And then you get some quests from other people. No, you don't talk to John Pirate yet. You talk to the blacksmith, and he tells you he can make you cannons if you do a thing, and then you do a thing for him, and then you get cannons, and then now you've got a boat, and you've got cannons, and then now John Pirate will talk to you, and then he wants you to go shoot some people to get a thing. And then thus begins the loop of talk to some random people, pick up some quests, go shoot the people who have the item you want and then bring it back. That's right. It's fetch quest time. And you think, well, what changes over the next, we'll say 5 hours? Because that was like the first hour of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Nope. It's all fetch quest all the time.
Not a single thing.
Yeah. Now, okay. So if you're not in it for the super exciting quest lines or story where you get to get shit for John Pirate, you're out in your boat. Fucking what's around there?
Other boats.
Other boats or literally nothing?
Yeah. You got to make sure that when you're fighting other boats, you make sure you know what level they're on. There's a boat level system.
Well, of course.
So that's the progress system, right? And so like, as we were going through, I looked up where to get these like level 2 blueprints, which by the way, you can't just like skip stuff. So not only do you need the blueprints to make higher tier stuff, which you do, which you have to either find or buy from people out and about in the world.
Yeah.
You also have to be a high enough, you know, fame level, which is the thing you get for doing quests. So to get to, you know, level 10 and have your fucking destroyer ship, you have to not only get a bunch of resources, find the blueprint, but you also have to have ground out enough quests to be a high enough level to have unlocked the ability to do the thing. There are multiple progression gates.
It just seems very clear and straightforward. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's several progression gates to slow you down, to make the game longer.
Yeah.
So you can't bypass it in any way. You can't just, you know, sneak past some high level dudes to go gather resources to get a high level boat.
Oh no, that'd be bullshit. I mean, you're really just robbing yourself of the experience.
The experience is the same no matter what boat you have.
That's not true. Everything other than the dinghy is not the dinghy, you know? It's got that going for it.
Yeah. I mean, like, the bigger your boat, the more cannons you can equip. There's different kinds of cannons. Jesus, there's so many kinds of cannons.
There is, like, too many. The options are, like, I can't say nice, because, like, I hated the mortars. Yeah. Like, we'll start with your basic fucking cannon. It does exactly what you think it does. Then you get a long gun, which does that, but longer.
Okay, but you're not even skipping. Your basic cannon. There's three kinds of basic cannon.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, because there's the... What are the three kinds?
So there's regular cannon. There's the cannon that does more fire damage.
Yeah.
And then there's the shotgun cannon.
Shotgun cannon. Okay.
So it has shorter range, but has a slightly higher damage and a much faster reload.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are your three basic cannons. Then on your long guns, you have regular long guns. I can't remember the advanced long guns and some other thing. Each like subtype of gun has like three different varieties.
Yeah.
And you have cannons, long guns, ballistas, mortars, torpedoes, others that I didn't use.
You get the option to have your crew just fire off muskets at another ship.
The world is rife with options that all suck.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, like, okay, outside of the guns that actually fire differently, like the mortar fires differently than the cannon, right? Yeah, I don't know, man. Outside of a fire rate, they don't feel that different from one another.
They really don't. I mean, like, it's a cannon is a cannon is a cannon.
Sure.
But like, which is then the weird, like, I don't know if they different, like, if the differences grow over time so that at, you know, level 10 or whatever the actual max level is, I don't fucking know.
No idea.
If there actually feels like a difference, but boy howdy.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Okay. So you've got your cannons. Now you're ready to fight some other ships, right? Now you can just blow the shit out of a ship and then suck up the goods because you're ocean vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can board.
Yeah, kind of sometimes. If you get them below a certain health and you roll up side by side with them, you can press R to board them if it doesn't open your, like, telescope.
Yeah, or if you don't just fire muskets at them, which I feel like happened to me about half the time as soon as they had the option for musket. Like, okay, let's start the boarding process. Fires muskets. Okay.
I didn't ever unlock muskets, so...
Sure.
I never had to worry about that. I just had to worry about... Press R, and then it would just actually not do anything.
Right. Okay, so you go to do the boarding, and then you have a whole new mini game where you shoot out grappling hooks, and you have to angle them so you get them on the deck.
Yeah, because if you just, like, aren't aiming up properly, you'll just fire the grappling hooks into, like, the water in front of them, and it won't grapple them.
Well, of course not.
So you have to, like, weirdly aim up above them, so if you were using cannons, you have to stop firing and then go up and then try to land the grappling hooks, and it's an insta kill, but when you do it you get bonus loot for grappling instead of blowing them up. This bonus loot usually includes about 5 silver pieces and 1 item, from my experience.
It was coconut for me!
And 5 silver pieces is nothing.
Literally nothing.
Because you got 5 extra silver pieces on the 500 you got for blowing up their ship.
Yep.
So instead of 500, you got 505. And you're like, really makes it feel like boarding was worth it.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, there were times with the higher tier ships where, like, you would get something worth a shit for your bonus items.
Occasionally you would. But, man, did it really just feel like... half most of the time, if I wasn't in a position, there was no incentive for me to, like,
oh yeah,
try to maneuver. It was just like, if they're in front of me, just fire my front cannons and blow them up.
Yep. Like, either just take them out, or yeah, like, if the opportunity presents itself and we happen to be right next to each other and I can do it, great. Otherwise, why bother?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, while you're out and about, hopping around from island to island, choosing to fight other ships or not, there are also weather events. So, like, a storm will roll through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the lightning hits you, but you do get a warning when a rogue wave is coming your way. Not that I got hit by it, because, like, yeah, there's plenty of time. It wasn't moving that quick. But I was curious. I only ever saw it happen once.
Yeah, I don't know. I never had it happen.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, but as you're going around, and there are towns, some of them you can trade with. Some of them you can hop and get off, which is a whole other issue we'll get into in a moment. Otherwise, there's towns you can plunder, which, Jason, explain the plundering.
So, when you want to plunder, you just fire your cannons at the town, which is really funny.
Yeah.
And then it builds up a meter. So you can accidentally fire your cannons and not set off a plunder. This is basically the game being like, are you sure? And then you fire another round of cannons and the game's like, all right, you're plundering now. And you're like, yeah, that was the point.
You can also, as you're coming up, if they're neutral, you can either decide to trade with them or kick off a plunder.
Yeah, there's a button press, but I don't know what it was. I thought it was way funnier to just fire cannons at them.
FRS. I don't remember which one was which. But yes. Like, no, we're here to plunder. I'm fucking your shit up.
Yeah. at which point you do this, like, I don't know, King of the Hill type thing.
Yeah.
A zone appears around the, like, port, and then you float there with your boat as, like, boats sail towards you to try to take back the town, and you blow them up, and as you blow them up, a meter on the top fills, and there's, like, 3 check marks and then a chest at the end. So it's literally, like, a wave of ships. You blow them up, and then you hit the first check mark, and you get loot. And every time you hit another check mark, you get more loot. And once you've blown them all up, you hit the chest at the end, and you get the big loot. So, like, it's a way to get stuff, yeah. I guess.
It's a way to get more money than you need.
I mean, yeah, that certainly is true. I don't know. At times, I was rocking 50,000 silver or something. More, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, boarding to get that 5 extra silver feels real worth it.
Like, we were playing on stream, and I think I had bought a bunch of ship cosmetics, just something to spend money on.
Yeah.
And then we got to where it was, you had fast traveled somewhere, and I didn't have enough money to fast travel. That's right. You have to pay for fast travel. We'll come back to that, too. But I went and took out a single ship and then had enough money to fast travel. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The money is there as an afterthought, which is then the whole, like, some ports, as you were saying, you can trade, and, like, some ports buy things at higher prices, and, like, you could track that. And, like, I'm sure some people really do care about that kind of gameplay. I don't, so it was just there, and I would just sell stuff at whatever price they would accept.
I mean, there's only, what, 1.5 million of those kinds of games? I'm not sure why you're coming to this one for that, but yeah. Sure.
Because, again, it feels like here's the top scraping level of a mechanic, and we put it in here, because that's this game.
Yeah, well, I figured people aren't coming here for that necessarily. They're coming here for that sweet, sweet Assassin's Creed Black Flag action. And I never played Black Flag long enough to actually get a ship. I couldn't get past the 2-hour talking simulator that is the opening of that. So I don't know what it's really like. All I know is from Assassin's Creed Black Flag, certainly they brought back the fucking shanties. And I didn't listen to those before. I don't have the soft spot in my cold little heart for those shanties. So it was real fucking irritating when my entire crew decided to start singing. I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't know if you can disable those. You should be able to, because it's, I mean, they're out there singing their shanties. And I'm like, okay, but why?
Yeah, guys, please. We don't have to do this.
Yeah. As I slowly sail from one island to the other, because, like, when you're around an island, there's often a lot to do, a lot to, you know, play the same mini game of hit the green section of the bar,
mm-hmm.
Or blow people up. But when you're getting from one island to the other, it's just a large expanse of sea, and it takes too long.
No, they really nailed down what it's like to travel at sea. It takes forever, and there ain't shit out there.
I mean, you're not wrong, but also, realism, not what this game is doing.
No, God, no.
Because, one, as a pirate, you are reminded at the very beginning of the game that, remember, pirates don't steal or badmouth people. This is a friendly space for friendly people and pirates. And you're like, you fucking what, mate?
Yeah, what? What kind of Disney Channel horseshit is this?
Because this is an MMO in disguise. You are always, like, people are always around, in theory. Like, if this game had players still.
That's what I was going to say. If this game had players, yeah, totally.
People would be everywhere. And, like, you'd still see people there. I don't know what they were doing with their lives, but you'd see people.
I assumed they were sad.
I assumed they were also during the free trial. Since they were all near that first port.
Yes. Hey, we saw a couple people that had, like, a much higher tier ship.
That's
like,
true.
Oh, boy, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, this is a secret MMO, and it feels like it has all the trappings of a freemium game or that kind of like MMO where they're just trying to. So that's the fast travel costs money. That is such an MMO feature.
Yeah.
That like.
Well, like, okay. Fast traveling costs money. You've got a ton of these little mini games so that you can go out and gather your resources. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, that feels real fucking MMO.
And when you gather resources, it depletes it for everyone.
For everyone.
So if me and Jake were together, and I was sailing faster than him because I had my level 2 frigate to his level 1. I forget what the fuck you had.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Right. And I harvested something. Jake couldn't.
Yeah. I would be following behind Jason and I would get up to resource and it would say depleted. Super. Great.
So whenever someone mines a resource or whatever, blows up a town, they're on cooldown until they respawn or you can loot them again.
Yeah.
And anyone can do that.
Anyone can do that.
That sucks.
That's bullshit. Like, I don't know if there's a way to pick what server you're on, but if you're on a busy one, yeah, like, you're just SOL because people will get to stuff before you can. Now, it's not always going to be the case. Like, you and I were playing. We probably saw other people and they weren't just all bots, but we can't know that.
That's true. But it also means, yeah, some of the quests you have to do where you have to go blow up specific ships, you might go to the area, and I'm not entirely unsure that it was right near the end. We went to an area where we had to blow up a specific kind of ship.
Yeah.
And we couldn't find any.
Yep.
Other people might have just cleared them out,
and we
just got there afterwards.
We weren't the only players around there. Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, that good classic MMO, hey, go kill this dude, but also wait in line for him to respawn.
Yep.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing?
Man. See, and, like, the free premium shit that blows my mind is you get these raw resources, you have to take them to it's not the blacksmith, it's the refiner. You have to take them to the refiner and you put all these in and it feeds them back to you one at a time. Like, dude, just put in a processing number so I can go about my fucking day. Like, what are we doing here? Give me the entire fucking total. It's gonna take 13 seconds because that's what you want.
Yeah. I don't know what that process is there for,
right?
Other than to slow down the game to make it feel like there's quote unquote more content because there's more hours. This is such a game that prescribes to the idea that more hours is more content.
See, like, I had to double check because I was wondering, like, surely there must be something I can buy that would speed this up. It feels like this is the kind of game that would have that, because this is the kind of game that would have that. It doesn't. And I wanted to say about the multiplayer, to their credit, there is PvP. If you want to go out on your ship and battle some other ass bags pretending to be pirates, you totally can. And it's off by default. And, like, that's nice. Because as a new player, like, you're in your little shit-heel dinghy, and then, like, there's people in actual boats, and people will try and shoot at you, I assume, to see if you've got PvP enabled.
Yeah. And, oh, because you know people would just blow up dinghies.
Oh, yeah.
In that first island.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure we could have just one-shot people at the end there.
Definitely, yeah.
And, like, yeah, you'll have that. I mean, what it was, Sea of Thieves, the game that kind of stole all of their thunder and player base before they even existed. The PvP was always on by default and people got really tired of griefers.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why they, this last year, pushed out an update with, like, could make a solo / just PvE server for you and your friends.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I know. Like, I will give them credit on the microtransactions because I wanted to just touch on it real quick. They're all cosmetic. I will give them that. There isn't anything that you can buy that's going, there's no pay to win.
There
that
is
I
no
saw. draw.
Pay to win, but I won't give them any credit because it's a full price game with like full on microtransactions and a fucking like season pass.
Yeah, well, of course. It's quadruple A. Did you think there wouldn't be a season pass? I still don't for the fucking life of me understand what that means.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the ship. Not only is it slow, it turns like a ship in actual water for some goddamn reason. And, like, we're playing a fucking video game. I don't need to take the entire coast of Australia to make a single fucking turn. What are we doing here?
I mean, I didn't hate the controls on the boat. They weren't good. Namely, like, some of the getting up to speed and, like, putting your sail up and down to change your speed honestly felt like it did nothing.
Right. So you would tap forward or backward to speed up or slow down, respectively. And as you did that, you would raise or lower your sails at an odd delay.
Yeah.
So like you'd hit the button, a beat would pass, and then the sails would go up. Right? Okay.
And then a beat would pass, and then you would start moving.
Yep. All right. If you wanted to turn faster, you could lower your sails and then turn a lot faster. I don't think boats actually work like that. I'm confident they don't. So then why is it so wide to turn? You know what? Whatever. It doesn't matter. That's fine. Maybe as you got upgraded ships, they handled better and we just didn't get there.
Probably. Assumedly, the good ships are good, but we'll never know.
Right? And it isn't like in the areas that we were, it was that big a deal. Because if you're on the open water, you've got all the space that you need.
Yeah.
It's only when you're like, as we were trying to boogie down a river.
Like, the rivers can be brutal.
Yeah, you're just bouncing off the sides. Like, man, I'm glad that you don't take realistic hull damage because we would have been grounded.
Oh, yeah, because we're just slamming into coastlines.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Full speed, let's go.
But no. The real turning radius that we have to talk about is your character's turning radius. Holy shit. Okay, so Pirate Town with John the Pirate is one of the several places where you can land your ship and disembark. Again, you have to talk to all these people, so you've got a small little town to run about on.
Yeah.
And your character, I guess, you know, if you're going for authentic pirateness, you have to assume that you're drunk and have sea legs all the time because you handle like you're drunk and have sea legs all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's weird because much like the fucking boat, you tap to move forward on your character and they just like pitch themselves forward and stumble. like the fuck?
There's a genuine thing where like you get off your boat and you can hold forward and the first step your character takes is like to the right.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is happening? As they're just like, bah.
Yeah. Like, they're just fucking tripping over themselves.
What are we doing? And they move at that speed that is, you're not fast.
Nope.
So by default, run is on. So you hold forward and you're like, man, I'm not going very fast. As you slowly stumble up to speed because the terrible boat mechanics probably are just how you control your character as well.
100%.
To simplify things.
Yep.
So you hit shift, which is now walk. And your character slows down to a crawl, and you're like, oh, that's so much worse.
Oh, God, why?
So you let go of shift, and your character picks back up to speed, which you know is now run speed, and you're like, they're moving at, like, a brisk trot at best.
Well, they also do that fucking amazing thing where you just, like, if you tap forward, your character takes 3 steps. You're like, what? Why do you keep moving?
They take between 0 and 3 steps. I'm pretty sure it's a dice roll that controls how much you move.
Damn, maybe. It's like it never felt right.
Because it isn't. It's like, it is never the actual number. It's just like, press forward once. Character steps 1 step to the right. Okay, that's not good. Press forward again once. I just want to, like, shuffle forward a little. Character sprints forward 5 paces. What are we doing?
What the fuck was that?
So yeah, your character handles awful. There's no actual like combat or anything. So the only thing when you're off the boat is talking to people to buy stuff, talking to people to get quests, managing your inventories, managing your boat.
Yeah. Now, it is an important distinction that in Pirate Town, there are people to talk to. You can go to your own fucking warehouse. You can move stuff from there to your boat and vice versa. You can get quests. You can hit some shops. When you go to anywhere else, there is one person that you can talk to, your quest giver and or shop. And then it's a large empty area you can run around and literally nothing else. St. Anne, right? I wanted to call this one out specifically because you get there and you see this entire fucking fort that you can get up to. There's a dude right at the end of the dock when you get there. He's the only guy that you can talk to.
Yeah.
There's other people milling about. You can't really talk to him. So I go, and I'm exploring around. I'm going through this whole fucking area. It's this big, wide-ass open courtyard. Back in the corner is a campfire so you can cook stuff and some people milling about. And this is the only thing on this big-ass island that you can traverse reverse around. Why is there all of this space if there's nothing to do here?
Right, which I think comes into their quadruple A. Like, I don't know if they plan to have a lot more stuff and then cut it.
Yeah.
Because this game languished for so long in them trying to develop that they were just like, fuck it, cut the towns and we're just gonna streamline just boats.
That would make sense.
Because... that's how it feels, because it is barren.
Yeah, because there is no other reason to have that much area for your character to explore and there be nothing there.
So yeah, not only are the seas empty, so are the towns.
Woo!
Ha ha!
I mean, let's see. We've got... I really don't have too much more to talk about. Like, I guess we could talk about the... Oh, no. No, no, no. There is something very important I wanted to talk about. We partied up, right?
Yeah.
Now...
I was waiting for this.
It's, we don't need to talk about how Ubisoft handles multiplayer on their own. It's whatever, right? We do it through their own fucking client. Fine, fine, fine. Us partying up wasn't that bad. The quest, though. How they have the quest work for multiple people doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, it's bad. It's very bad.
So, like, Jason was the head of the party.
Uh-huh.
So he would go. He would have to accept a quest. I could see it if I was talking to John Pirate. I would get all the way through his dialogue. If I was ahead of Jason, I would get to the end where I would accept the quest, and it says, group leader has to accept it. Dicks. Okay. Just about every fucking quest, after you accept it, you have to go back and talk to him to continue on. So I would have to leave his little room so Jason could talk to him, so it would give me the go-ahead so I could go back in.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
There's also quests where you have to turn things in.
Mm-hmm.
And in a weird, like, good way, both of us could turn in items.
Yes.
So, like, this person was like, my quest is get 4 diamonds. And if we both had 2, we could both give her 2 diamonds and it would complete the quest. But then you couldn't accept the next quest.
Yep.
Until I decided, oh, well, now she wants sapphires. I guess we could do that, too.
Yeah.
What?
Why?
It's so awkward. Also, which we had the first day we played together, and I had when I played by myself, random people join our party.
Yes. Nothing is stopping anyone from just joining your party.
And here's the thing. You think, that sounds weird. There's probably a setting for that. There is. And you can go check the stream, because I go to the social settings and hover over the, what says, party, invite only. I had it set to invite only. Random person just joined our team.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing?
Are you kidding me?
That's basic nonsense.
Yeah.
But, you know, the party system works through, you know, Uconnect, so of course it doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's just a Ubisoft thing. Uconnect sucks. So, like, it's not this game's fault that Uconnect sucks, but you have to use it to play this game, so...
I disagree. I'm not... No, you're right. We can't put all the blame on Uconnect. But we can't put some of it.
Correct.
Fuck them.
We can't just be like, man, it's... No, but, like, it's worth noting that, like, you have to use it to play this game, which sucks. It just makes the game a worse experience.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I don't know about you, because the first thing I did was just looked for it on Steam. Like, of course it's on Steam. No. Of course it's not. It's a Ubisoft game. Go to the fucking Ubisoft store. I don't wanna...
I thought you were going to say the first thing you did was delete Uconnect again, because I had to reinstall it to play this.
No, because, like, Waffles and I were playing Far Cry 6.
Ah, sure.
Like, I still had it installed. Yeah. I don't, what else do we have?
Nothing? I don't, like...
You can't jump? Like, that's neither here nor there. You
no.
Never need to, but, like, the fact that you can't, like, it just makes any game that you can't jump just feels gross.
Yeah. Your character's legs don't work.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, they don't.
They
don't. That's obvious.
So, I'll kick off the, no? No. They want $60 for this. This should have been free. There's not $60 worth of shit to do here. Like, if you and your friends are super into just whatever pirate games you can get your hands on, okay, because I don't know who else wants to play this, because it's boring. It's the worst thing a game can be. It's boring.
So this is a weird, I would call this a very true old man game, which is it's very boring. This is the kind of game that, like, you want to build up, you know, your pirate to maximum level, and you come home from work exhausted, and you only have a little bit of time to play a game, so you're going to play this, and it's always a fetch quest, so you know it's never going to change, and it's never going to do anything interesting or difficult at you.
Yeah.
And it's just there. It is there to be mind-numbing and occupy your time, and that's all it is. And that sucks. That is not what I want to play at all. Some people out there, that probably sounds like something they want, but my God, was it boring. Like, I wanted it to be interesting, but like, because the actual combat isn't the worst handling. I actually like how you ADS your boat and you've got zones for different cannons. So it, because of the reload time, it behooves you to kind of like spin in a top at your opponent.
Yeah.
And Beyblade them with cannon fire.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That is pretty funny.
And like, if the game was fun at all, maybe that would be cool. But like, I don't know. At almost no point did the fights feel interesting. We either were just steamrolling people or this level 10 dinghy one-shot me.
Yeah, right. Like, we were either steamrolling everything or we were getting steamrolled. There was no in between.
Yeah. It just didn't feel interesting that, you know, we were doing that to pick up resources for fucking what?
For because fucking what?
If I wanted a thing, I have to do more quests and then I have to find the fucking blueprint. And then I have to go and craft it, and then all this other, you know, all the hoops I have to jump through to, it's fucking boring.
Yeah.
This game feels padded out of just every single mechanic, instance, everything it wants you to do is just like, well, here's a bunch of extra stuff to waste your time slapped on top so that we can say there's 60, 100, 300 hours of gameplay, which is a very Ubisoft thing.
Yes.
They
yes,
like to brag about how long their games are.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought in the year 2024, we were past that. That people started to recognize that, like, I don't know, a good 10-hour game is better than whatever Ubisoft makes.
I mean, yes. 100% Ubisoft's case. But, like, I get that you want different things for different games. Like, some people enjoy the open world 70-hour fuckabout that, you know, Ubisoft will happily give you. And, like, I'm not always in the mood for that, but sometimes I am.
I am never in the mood for that.
Sure.
There is one really long open world game that I play.
Uh-huh.
I've played it a lot every Thursday. Jake, why aren't we playing Elden Ring right now?
We fucking could be.
But yeah, that's the whole conclusion for me. It is too slow, too boring. You should just play Elden Ring.
That's the conclusion. Play Elden Ring. All right, Jason, what do we do now?
Well, now we answer letters from listeners like you.
Oh, shit.
Hello, Jason. I hope you're happy and healthy and enjoying life. I am. Thanks. I'm glad Jake isn't included in that.
Damn, am I really getting fucking snubbed like that?
Just Jason. Huh. Hello, Jason. I was excited to hear about the coming Braid remake / expansion, but also disappointed to hear the creator is a trash human, so I decided I probably won't be getting it. Apparently, I have some sort of invisible line in the sand that I can't quite quantify. Where do you stand on separating art versus artist in the video game sphere?
Well, it's your question, man.
It's a tough one, right? Because, like, smaller projects where you have a more, you know, individual person, and if they suck, I honestly don't know the story behind this, so I can't speak to it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Right, it's because there's degrees of suck, right?
Yes.
Like, very clear. Some of them are like, no. But I was very happy playing Skull and Bones to not give Ubisoft my money. Even though we're making content out of it, they don't deserve my money. Ubisoft is a terrible, terrible company.
Yeah.
So I try not to play their games.
Same, although it's more like Ubisoft doesn't generally make the kind of games that I like, and when they do, it takes them 2 years before it gets it in a state that I actually want to play it, but, you know, as long as they keep shoehorning their awful driving into games, I'll stay away.
So yeah, I think it's something that, like, some people try to pretend, like, you shouldn't ever do. They're like, oh, but just, you know, play the game face value. And I'm like, no, you know, it is up to everyone to evaluate how much it matters to them.
Yes.
So I think one of the biggest cases was fucking Hogwarts Legacy last year. One of the best-selling games of the year. How much does it matter to you that you buying it is definitely giving money to someone who sucks?
Yeah.
And I don't need to explain about how J.K. Rowling sucks as a person.
Yeah, if you don't, surely you get that.
Yeah. So, like, was that enough for me not to buy it? Maybe. I didn't have any interest in the game to begin with. So it helped that I was already like, I don't really care. And so not buying it, real easy step.
That one was actually pretty easy for me. Even if I was interested in it, is J.K. Rowling getting any money from this?
Oh, 100% she is.
Because, no.
Yeah.
Then I'm not buying it.
So, you know, I think it is impossible to clearly and fully separate a created work from the person person that created it.
Sure.
You know, that doesn't mean you can't enjoy it, especially if you find out afterwards.
Sure, yeah.
But also, typically you try not to support people, or at least I try not to, who are, you know, actively bad in any space.
Yeah.
So.
See, I'm with you. It's different in video gaming because you can assume that no matter what, this is especially true for larger AAA games, that the people that worked on it sucked. Have you heard anything good about pick a fucking CEO of your favorite gaming company? No, they're all garbage people. They say garbage things all the fucking time. They generally act like garbage.
Yeah, you know, that's the... Some of them have more just like, they're garbage because of the, you know, business and predatory practices they spout. And some of them are garbage because they chronically protect serial abusers within their company.
Yeah, some of them set up a fucking Cosby room. Yeah, that so good like, shit.
As said before, there's levels to this.
Yes. Yeah. Now, when it comes down to, like, because those people aren't directly working on the game, sure. So when it comes down to the people that are, yeah, I find it a little easier typically to separate the art from the artist because I'm not here for their views on anything. They made a thing that I like.
Yeah.
But like you had said, Jason, it very much depends on what it is they did because that's not black and white.
So yeah, it's one of the more complicated questions in not just video gaming, but in like all the art you consume.
Yeah.
Cause like there's a lot of shitty people out there making who have contributed to great works of art, but they are garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, we can go through a fucking list of actors and directors.
Yup. The Hollywood is built on real, real awful practices.
Yeah.
So it is what it is, I guess. And it kind of is the same way where like a lot of movies, you know, are the creation of a ton of work of a ton of people.
Yeah.
Right. And so one person being shitty, it's hard to take that and be like, well, then you can't watch any movie they've been a part of.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, if the CEO of a company sucks, which they all do, but like this game, they didn't work on it. They had, you know, the people working on most games are people who really care about making games.
Yeah.
And like what they're like in their personal life, you'll never know because on AAA games or even quadruple A games, it's hundreds of people, maybe even thousands on the big ones. Mm-hmm. So like you'll never know any of these people.
Yeah.
It's only when there's a real lightning rod of a much smaller developed game or a, you know, figure like J.K. Rowling that it becomes much more noticeable.
See, like, I was gonna say, like, I fucking hate Peter Molyneux. Peter Molyneux fucking sucks, but I still like Fable and Fable 3. Or, like, here's another one. Sergei Titov? You remember him from Big Rigs? Yeah, that dude fucking sucks.
Does he?
Yes.
I know nothing about him as a
person. We talked about it in the Big Rigs episode, just how he fucked over the entire team.
Oh, sure.
But, like, after that one, I'm fucking curious about every project this man has touched.
Because he's a weirdo.
Yeah!
No, I was going to say Five Nights.
Five Nights, sure, yeah.
I honestly forget the creator's name.
Scott, right?
Yeah, something. And when it all came out that he was, like, heavily donating to the Republican Party, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And people were like, yo, what the fuck? And he was like, no, like Five Nights is for everyone, including the gays. Please give me your money so I can donate it to Republicans.
Yeah. So I can donate to people who don't think you exist.
Yeah. So like, I am glad that the only Five Nights game we've played for this podcast is the one where he was no longer involved.
Right.
It still sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know if we'd said it on the episode, but you and I discussed off mic, certainly, the how not thrilled we were to, like, even support the fucking Five Nights just because of that fucking guy.
Yeah, but, you know, that's where we are as people who are creating our own content, that like there's an amount of content to be made around the stuff that those people have made.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even weirder for us, less weird if you're not having to sit and talk about it for an hour. That question comes from the great and powerful wizard Elsa.
I see, that's why I got snubbed. Fuck you too, Elsa.
So yeah, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, things you want us to talk about on This That Them Their podcast, please email thebadgamecast@gmail.com. We are out of emails.
Oh,
so like do that, do it now.
Please
stop whatever you're doing. I don't care what it is. You're driving, pull over, write an email. You can be late. Tell them I said it was okay. If you want to find us anywhere else, we're the Bad Gamecast on whatever social media. We stream on Twitch Monday through Thursday. Usually it starts around 6:30 Eastern time. Those VODs probably go to YouTube. I don't know if they get set to public on YouTube, but they go to YouTube.
They do go to YouTube. No, I am, as of time of recording, very behind on that, but I'm working on it.
There's a subreddit, which has all the episodes as well. And then there is a Discord. Discord is probably one of the, outside of emails, best ways to get a hold of us on the regular. Link to that is in the description. And if you want to support us, like pillars support a roof, patreon.com/thebadgamecast.
Honestly, less weird than I thought it was going to be. Yes, thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. You guys are the fucking bestest.
You can be our pillars.
Come be our pillars. Hold up the roof. Yep. Anyway, for the Bad Gamecast, I've been an unexploded gunpowder barrel.
Yarr!
Good. Good night, everybody! God damn, I swear I forget how to talk. This has been my day.
You know, it was funny because I kept forgetting what John Pirate's name is. I still don't know. I also don't know if his first name's John. I don't think it is.
It might not be.
But so, like, I was going through the iteration of my brain of calling him John Pirate, and then I was just going to call him John fucking Leguizamo. And I'm like, that's so far away from, like, his actual name.
Like, I thought it was started with an S, and I was going to call him John Scaramucci, and, like, that ain't it.
Then I'm like, I am now reaching whole new levels of, like, I am completely renamed this character in my head.
I legitimately just almost Googled John Pirate.